Did you miss me? It's been over a month since I uploaded a real video to my main YouTube channel here, and I would love for you to take some time to hear what I'm doing. What could possibly be more self-gratifying than that? If you've missed the Jerry Banfield videos, I actually took the most amount of time off at home that I've taken in quite a while, and I'll tell you what I've done and what happened and what I'm up to now, and how nice of you to watch. So, what I was doing last month, I was streaming Gods Unchained every day on Twitch. I spent about 77 hours streaming Gods Unchained on Twitch. Great community, great. Everything was great, except it was taking way too much of my time. And I think it's really important each of us finds the meaning in our life, what we're really here to do, where we give the most value to others. And from what I've seen, here's where I give the most value to others. I give the most value to others in my videos, in the videos on my channel, especially the educational videos. But I've got this main channel, which I'm going to use for vlogs and anything that doesn't fit in the rest of these channels. What you all seem to appreciate, you all collectively, as in like the 7 whatever billion people on this planet, the crypto videos, the crypto reviews I do, the gaming videos, business videos, the recovery videos, and the videos on this channel, is the YouTube videos I upload that you all collectively seem to value most. So out of all the things I could do in my studio, filming a video like this seems to be what you all collectively care the most that I do. And what happened was my crypto channel, which is my most profitable channel, is the channel that's been getting the most views ever since I started it. It gets way more than this main channel does. This channel, the crypto channel, got taken down. I think a bunch of bots attacked the channel, and YouTube took about 6 days to review that. And during that 6 days, I took some time to review what am I doing with my life. And I realized I have enough time. If I just want to stream Gods Unchained on Twitch, then I can do that. But I don't have time to do anything else. I have time to do one thing really well. And what is that one thing? Well, it seems obvious. And I've been doing it for a long time, but making educational videos seems to be, and entertaining videos, but making videos on YouTube seems to be the thing that I've done that is most appreciated for the longest amount of time. Now, I took a few days to reconsider my strategy. I already had this channel. I brought this channel back from the dead to start some new crypto reviews. And I initially thought that I would just quit gaming again. But then I realized, yeah, I love gaming. We're not going to do that. What I really realized I needed to do after taking a step back was that I need to quit streaming. That streaming is the single biggest. I don't have time to stream and do videos. I have a few hours a day, maybe 2-3 hours a day I can work and or kind of have hobbies, entertainment like gaming. And what I love is that with these 6 YouTube channels, and then I also upload these to the Jerry Banfield Show podcast on Spotify and iTunes, getting my channel taken down reminded me I need to make sure my content is mirrored and not all in on one platform. But I realized during this time that if I'm going to do one thing for work, YouTube videos is it. Streaming, I just don't have enough time for that. And what's beautiful with doing videos is I can do videos on all different subjects. Because clearly I can't be confined to one thing. I want to talk crypto every day. I want to talk game or play some games and consistently share those. I want to share life updates. I want to put recovery videos up to help people get sober. I want to share what I learn in my business as a YouTuber. And I want to be able to do all of that in the least amount of time. And obviously to consistently earn enough income to pay my part of the bills and build wealth. And clearly there's nothing better for me to do than these YouTube videos. These by far get watched way more than my gaming streams do. And I love that I can do these YouTube videos and then I'm free. Over the last couple weeks, I actually played video games for more than 10 hours off stream. Mostly the Hogwarts Legacy game, which is a new Harry Potter universe game. And it was so much fun. I just spent hours off stream. I'm going to play for a couple hours while the kids are falling asleep tonight. I love playing games off stream. I'm sick of playing games on stream. And it's nice to face the reality. Like, hey, I don't have the time. Well, I was making time to stream and upload videos. But what I was doing is taking time away from my family. I was constantly being busy. I was listening all the time to things, to crypto YouTube videos, to try and make my crypto videos. And then I was spending all the rest of the time watching Gods Unchained streams. I rapidly had got up to the top division and built up a huge collection in Gods Unchained. But, you know, that's only good for streaming Gods Unchained. And I want to offer the things that I have that are most valuable to offer to as many people as are capable of receiving them. I look at, you know, what's the greatest contribution I can make in this life? It's giving the best of what I've got to everyone that wants to receive it in the most effective way. So I do feel some grief sometimes. Like, I love Gods Unchained. I enjoy streaming it. But I really need 4 more hours every day if I'm going to do that. And I don't have 4 more hours. I have responsibilities. I've got dishes to wash. Now, I could hire someone to wash dishes and to take the kids to school, but those are activities I don't want to miss. When I'm doing dishes, the kids are around and I want to spend time with my family. If I had 4 more hours a day, I would definitely stream Gods Unchained and be live. At this rate, I don't think I'm hardly going to do any more live streams at all because it's just so time efficient to record videos. I step up here, obviously I don't take that long to make these thumbnails, but I don't have to. If you've seen my face and you see the title, the thumbnail doesn't matter that much. You're either going to watch or not going to watch, and the thumbnail, sure, I could get a few more clicks out of it, but the more time I put into trying to make perfect videos, the less time I have to just show up consistently. So now what I'm aiming to do is to put out a video, as many videos on my channel, put out up maximum of 1 video a day on as many of my YouTube channels as I can so that I can be here to offer you something every day that can be useful for you and be useful indefinitely in the future, that can be there for people searching. And then I can do whatever else I want the rest of the day. Be there for my family, spend time with my mom, walk my mom's dog, go to yoga, go to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. If I just do YouTube videos, I have a really balanced life. And while giving up the live streaming, I can still do my streams, but the key has to be if I want to do a stream, then I have to just be like totally oblivious to the views, and it has to be just for a video. But at this rate, I don't think I'd rather just play games offline or play games just to make a video. And I don't want to stream anything besides gaming either. So I'm letting go of doing my live streams. And I've been taking a few weeks to reflect on where I'm at. And I got to thinking of making this video. I met a girl at yoga yesterday who was surprisingly friendly. I go to yoga and see lots of people and hardly anyone just says hi, starts talking, introduces themselves, is interested to know about me. This girl's very attractive too, and which, you know, that's always nice. And she subscribed to my YouTube channel, and I looked at my channel. I'm like, man, I haven't even put a video out. I don't look like much of a YouTuber, having not put a video out. And then I started thinking about all of you that have subscribed here. And this main channel I kind of think of as a dumpster because the algorithm's got so many different people on it and it doesn't put the videos out that often. But hey, you know, I'm looking at the last one. I have 400 and something views. The one before that has a couple thousand. The one before that has 1,000. I mean, I certainly feel like a god sometimes that anything I make a video about, somebody's going to watch. Like, in my head's like, this is such a crappy video. Nobody cares about your life that much. Not even your wife wants to hear this. I talked to my wife. She's like, I don't even know what you're doing. I'm like, I'm not going to stream anymore. She's like, I don't even know what you do anymore. I'm like, just tell people I'm a YouTuber. She's like, I'm not telling them that. I'm like, what are you going to tell them then? She's like, I'm going to tell them you just stay home husband. So I intend to keep putting videos up on this channel as often as I can. I really appreciate you watching. And if you want the full spectrum of what I'm doing, I've got all these other channels I'm uploading videos. On a day where I've got time, I'll hit every one of these channels with a video in a single day. And I've got a link tree if you want to see links to all my other stuff. And if you really want to get connected, if you're a YouTuber, I've got a creator coaching community where you can get connected with me, have a Zoom call with me, have lifetime access to a Discord server where you can direct message me and be a part of the community. This is the best place if you want to get connected and build a relationship with me. And if you aren't into YouTube, but you are into crypto, I've also got a crypto coaching community as well, with the exact same setup as the creator coaching community. So I'm grateful. This crypto coaching community is making plenty of money. I have enough money that I can just focus on creating the best videos, whatever videos are in my heart to share each day. And once this was selling so much, I wanted to go back and play Gods Unchained, but I bought a nice collection of cards, but it turns out there's not enough time. There's not enough time to be a YouTuber and then be of service to the people that are coaching. So I'm a YouTuber, and then I help the people in my coaching communities, and that's all I do for work. What a joy. So thanks for watching this vlog. If you want more of these, I'm hoping to crank out on the following schedule. So I'm hoping to put a video out most days at midnight, a crypto review at 4 a.m., a recovery video, or, you know, recovery is anything related to like making your life better, self-development, getting sober, healing from trauma, reaching your, you know, spirituality, etc. Then at 8 a.m., if I got a video for this channel, which I'm hoping I will most days, I'll put that out. 12 p.m., a crypto video for Jerry Banfield Crypto. And so Jerry Banfield Crypto gets a video at 12 p.m., Jerry Banfield Business at 4 p.m. Eastern, Jerry Banfield Gaming at 8 p.m., Jerry Banfield Crypto Reviews at midnight, Recovery at 4 a.m., then back on this channel at 8, and we'll see how long I can keep up with that. And if I need to take breaks, I'll take breaks. Be more open to resting and not endlessly grinding. But when I got time, my butt is up here in the studio, and I realized today that I was making an excuse. I wasn't publishing videos because I was making this excuse that I'll just make really long, massive videos that get tons of clicks, and yeah, that probably wasn't gonna work. And in the meantime, you're here, you're ready for me to give you a video, and I'm not doing anything. So it was nice taking some time off, but I'm back, baby, let's go. Thanks for watching all of this, and I'll see you on another Jerry Banfield video soon.